We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
We're watching 6 a.m. baseball, right? Everybody. Let's go.
What you think about that?
They got to be huge into Ohtani over there, right? He's not South Korean. Where is he from?
No, from Japan.
So, yeah.
But, I mean, it's close. Closer than he's
closer than here, for sure.
Yeah. And there's other players.
Yeah, they got quite the system over there, right? A lot of, Asian countries having a lot of big players come over here.
Yep, Japanese baseball's huge.
Have they not made it big over there yet? Because I've seen games they play in Japan and this game. They have a big following over there, right?
Oh, yeah. No, big time. Big, huge following. And then they get superstars, and then their superstars leave because they can make
way more money here.
Way more money over here. And what the move is that the team makes out well, too, because you have to, we've talked about this before, that not only does Ohtani get paid, but that team that he left originally in Japan, the New Japan Fighting Hams or something like that, they get paid just to have a team negotiate for him. Like, the Angels were the first team to sign Ohtani. They had to pay that other team money. Like, here's, I don't know, $100 million.
Yeah.
We have a chat with them.
Wow.
And then they go, yep, now you can have the chat with them that everyone wants to have.
Wow.
And then they sign him.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so it's a lot of money, man.
So he's playing in this game, but you said he's not pitching this year because obviously he's...
Yeah, he would. He's going to throw some, but he can't pitch. He would destroy his arm forever. So he'll just take a year off and come back and be the continuing of the next Babe Ruth.
And then does this game count towards anything, or it's like an exhibition? Is this a regular season game now?
I wasn't sure because baseball starts soon enough, and they might count it. But my fantasy draft isn't until Sunday, I don't really know how all that works.
I got to fill out my bracket. I know that we got some play-in games from last night, right?
Yep. Luckily,
brackets are due Thursday at noon, I believe I was told in the email.
Correct. Me being a sleepy Pete last night didn't impact any of those play-in games because they both sucked.
Oh, they did?
Sucked.
Okay. All right. Daniel Kim on the sidelines on behalf of the Seoul series.
All right. Kind of looks like an SNL character.
Now you got baseball. It's baseball time.
It is.
I'm not in baseball mode yet. I know the game dropped and everybody's talking about it.
Me either. No, because
I just can't. I'm not shifted yet. Because once I do start playing, I play a lot. So I'm not gonna get that into baseball yet. No. I'll let some time go by.
No, it's not nice enough. There needs to be some nice days where it's real nice outside. Mm-hmm. And, there's a game on a random Saturday afternoon. You're like, you know what? I am going to watch this.
I'm going to watch this game, or I'm going to play a little baseball. Yep. My
doors open.
Yeah. Man, Seoul, South Korea is beautiful. I don't know if I'll ever go there, but it is beautiful.
It looks awesome because I've been watching little things, all week, kind of.
Just to prepare for this?
Watching.
Mm-hmm. Are there other teams playing over there?
Mm-mm.
Just these two?
Yeah.
Are they doing a series or just a one-off and they come back?
See, you said series. I thought they just played today and then that was it. So I don't really know. What's hilarious is that I forget who it is. Somebody got traded or signed to either the Dodgers or the Padres, and they were like, all right, hop on a plane.
Go to South Korea.
But I'm not going to play. They're not going to play.
No?
No.
Why do they got to be there then?
I don't know. It was one of those funny things when, like I said, I was watching stuff, and I forget who it was now, but yeah, they were like, yep.
You might be on crutches, but you're on that sideline supporting your team.
Get in there.
Okay.
But you guys are already there. How about I just stay here, hold on the fort? You're already there.
Yeah.
Nope. Get on in there, Josh.
Would anybody even notice if, the guy didn't show up?
That wasn't going to play,
here.
That wasn't even on the team the day before?
No, I'm here right now, guys. Where are you? I'm in the... Oh, I know. I'm up in the stands. Oh, I'm here.
I'm in the other dugout.
Oh, sorry. No, I'll meet you a little bit, though.
Yeah, I'll join up yesterday.
Well, here we are. Happy Wednesday, everybody. No whiskey show tonight. I got a band concert, so you're not getting a whiskey show tonight. Sorry.
That's
messed. I mean, let's just get hammered now. Let's just go for it, all right? It's possible. It's possible. We're not going to.
A lot to sell over there.
But our focus, obviously, is the Wildcat Sports Pub Senior White Brew Fest Friday and Saturday. So that's where you're going to get your drinking in.
Yeah, we'll give you save all it for that.
Yeah, save it all up for that, guys.
You should go live from there.
No want to. We playing our game. I don't want people looking at me.
Which Steiner brother are you going to hold
Steiner
up?
Which Steiner brother? Raise the Steiner brother. Oh, this show, we're just watching baseball at 6:20 in the morning.
No big deal.
Seoul, South Korea. We're just watching a baseball game right now.
That's pretty cool.
Ahoy, hoy. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Speaking of baseball game real quick, because that commercial made me think of it.
Yeah.
In this year's game, there's a cool mode where you can be a woman and try to make a baseball team. Like, you create a woman.
Sick.
So, like, more they're trying to, you know, incorporate, you know, girls and women to play the baseball game, I guess, more.
Excuse my ignorance, but is there female baseball, or are they forced to play softball all the time?
Yeah, it's just softball. There's not that I know of, any female baseball league, so that'd be a cool, fun little game mode to try.
Yeah,
why
isn't there female baseball?
I don't want to say
because their tiny brains can't see that little baseball, so they need the bigger softball.
I think it's one of those where it's just that there's not, I don't know.
There's not enough of them.
That yes, I'm gonna go with that. Not enough women.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's
own league.
Yeah, I'm saying like
a
women.
Why there wasn't anybody like a woman in Major League Baseball?
No, I don't think that. No. I'm saying obviously at this point it's been strictly men for so long. It would be hard for a woman to show up and compete in this league. But I think that there's some female softball players that could rock some of these dudes for sure.
Because it's just
I don't know why they're forced to play different games.
It's such a separate. It's such a weird separate game though. That that's why from the ball and the underhand and the closeness and just different weird things. The bats.
Like I thought the Rockford Peaches really paved the way for some of this. Yeah, there are. Katie says there's full female baseball teams at Cooperstown Dreams Park last year, but there's not a lot of them.
Well, I mean, they've got leagues for every.
There's just a couple of them.
There's pickleball leagues, too.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, there's no professional.
Yeah.
Because there's a kind of a dying interest in even baseball. I don't think anybody's going to watch.
I don't think you're saying anything offensive by saying that, you know.
It's just what happens now. There's no one's going to. You know what I mean? It's hard for people to even watch this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're
you know what I mean?
It's probably us and Paulie watching this game at 6:20 in the morning, but
yeah.
But you watch those college, like, female softball leagues when they're ripping those pitches and...
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool. 315-364-109. Well, a man in England has been the first to receive prison time for cyber flashing.
Like sending a D-pic?
Yeah. Unsolicited D-pic. Bong, 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 bong.
Well, it's almost like, not sexual assault, but if I did it, if I just waited for somebody here to show up and I just walked up and went, here's my dong.
Yeah.
And then put it away.
Yeah.
That's a charge.
That's a charge.
You're going to catch a case.
It's the same, essentially, as just taking it out, like Cody said.
Yeah, why not?
This is over in England. It's the first time someone has been charged and received prison time for cyber flashing.
No, prison, that's a little harsh. Maybe if they ain't catching the drift, but...
Hawks admitted that in February, he sent images of his... Well, the news says privates, which is... you can say other words. Sent photos of his privates.
How old is he, 10?
I don't know. Well, or the news. I mean, it's England. Maybe they're not. We're not allowed to say penis.
Setting pictures of his private.
We say privates. England's first convicted cyber flasher, Nicholas Hawk. Big Nick Hawk. Now, getting pop-ups. Was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison, age 39.
Wow.
And is now being charged as a convicted sex offender.
Nearly 40. Whoa, wow. Who'd he send it to?
To a girl and a woman.
Oh, well, then
Can't do that at all.
Jail
time, bud.
Can't send your to a little girl.
No, you cannot. It's all gross.
Yeah.
But I guess they're implementing these laws throughout the states now, too. Like, Texas has a law. California has a law.
Yep.
Any unsolicited genital or inappropriate photos can be charged. Like, we always talk about those guys who are on planes and they can just airdrop their junk to people.
That should be, I don't know how, I mean, yes, this case, jail.
Yeah.
About on a plane, if you just send it to, you know, if, like a group of people, then none of them are underage. That's definitely a ticket.
Dude.
Yes, 100%. Maybe not the ones in jail, but
and
a kid, yes, jail. I mean, right to jail.
I'm saying this, obviously, there's creepers out there, but I will say airdrop is a dangerous game because...
Dude, when you told me about that, because I didn't know about that until I think it was that story that about on the plane.
Airdrop is a dangerous game because...
Why is that a thing?
I airdrop myself all of the time. Every single day.
What do you mean?
Every single day, I edit our Delta Gear promo video.
Yeah.
I'll edit it to a vertical Instagram reel.
Yeah.
And to get it from my computer to my phone, because you can't really post Instagram on a computer.
No.
I airdrop it to myself.
I see what you're saying.
So like I send the file to myself by way of airdrop.
Like that Dropbox thing that we used to use here for
when
we
can still use that. But this is
on
like
location and be like blah, 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 blah. Okay.
But this is the magic of me sitting at my desk and I say, you send this to here, and it does it, right?
Okay, I got
it. But the reason it's a dangerous game, and I showed you this, is because it's going to show you everybody who's within airdrop range. And a few weeks ago, I was on this computer.
And I took
a screenshot of you super high during lunch, buds.
Yes.
And I went to airdrop it to myself. And for those who don't use airdrop regularly, you'll right click, you'll say share, airdrop, and then the names will start popping up.
Yeah.
But they're not all immediately available. They kind of like pop up. Here's one.
A little bit as it finds them.
So I have a photo of you extremely stoned, share, airdrop. I go to click on my name.
Yep.
And my name drops and Ed Levine pops up, the owner of Galaxy.
Yeah.
And I'm within half a second of just randomly sending Ed an airdrop photo of a baked Cody.
Which,
and he wouldn't have cared. He would have thought it was
hilarious.
Funny.
But
you take that photo and make it something else.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know?
I just don't understand why that's an option, man. It just, I get
it's a weird
what
option.
You, yeah. For what you're doing for yourself there, that makes perfect sense. But it just,
I drop my wife sometimes, like photos of kids or whatever,
But what, you mean text?
Yeah, but I don't know why I airdrop.
That's what I'm saying. Do you mean text?
It could be. It's the exact same thing. It's just a different system, I guess.
Because
I know.
How many people, if you did it at your house, how many people do it now? But if did it at your house.
I can't because I'm not near them.
But I mean, like, if you open up a thing, would it see if there's anybody?
Yeah, I could see if there's anybody
That's
here.
That's what I mean. I want to see if there's anything that, like, pops up that you could airdrop to any people you could airdrop
to. Want me to tell you something stupid, too?
Yes, obviously. Yes.
You're going to pick on me.
Yes, obviously that too.
At nighttime, I like to airdrop my kids little I love you graphics. And they never reply.
Can you guys please remember these things when it's like, my kids hate me.
I have a little I love you glitter graphic that I'll airdrop to them.
Why don't you mean text?
I do that too and they don't reply. They don't reply to anything I say. But I keep trying to break through. Like sometimes...
Being a dad is gay. He's gay.
But no, and you married a chick, bro? That's so gay.
Oh, dude, married a chick.
I'll send them the text, and I'll say, good night, I love you so much, and there'll be no reply.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, I'm going to airdrop them little I love you glitter graphics that you would have seen on a MySpace page from a long time ago. And I don't give an F, man. They don't apply to that either.
Nope. No, they don't.
And I go, hey, are you guys getting my airdrops?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting them, Dad.
Yes.
We're getting them.
You'll stop.
Okay.
Can you stop?
Remember that? Because I said I love you.
Yeah.
We
guys.
Know.
Guys. Love we you. Know.
Guys. All right. Let me see if they're empty. Because I could probably, during like the workday, airdrop people upstairs.
Yeah.
I think it's illegal, though.
But then why is it an option?
I don't know. Here, I'm going to see if there's anybody around. Airdrop to.
Why is it an option, man?
Yeah, there's no people here with airdrop on right now. But when they get here, I can send them stuff if you want.
He's definitely on silent.
Oh, I'm absolutely on silent. We have two group chats.
Yep.
We have like our household group chat, and then we have a family group chat. And just over the weekend, our son is like, yo, I got those on mute. I'm like, well, then why are we doing this? Can you just like for a minute Just for an effing minute, pretend like you love your parents back.
Yo, I got those on mute. Those are mid, bro.
Could you please, just please.
You're trying to tell him.
Just pretend.
Things that he wants. I'm ready to bring you to your friend's house in a little bit, okay?
You're on mute.
Yeah, but you know when I'm not on mute? Is when his ramen is ready. Yeah. Where I go, food, door opens right away.
Boom.
Oh, so you got that one.
Oh, you see that? Oh,
you see that your tenders are ready.
Oh, when you got chicken tendies.
But I'm trying to tell you how much I love you at night. You can't reply. Anyways.
What?
What is she saying? Is she laughing at me? My mother says, wow, how does it feel? Mother, I would say, I don't know how I compete with my sister as far as being loving back to my mother. Mom, how would you rank our attentiveness? I know that Joey's at the bottom. Joey never, we see Joey once a year.
Yeah.
We maybe twice a year.
Yeah.
So I know he's not replying to my mom text or sending my mother text.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my sister, because she's, you know, the sister and the baby, she probably talks to my mom a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I would say I'm middle of the road that I reply to her.
Your mom's always getting her cakes and pastries.
Yeah. She probably, she's saying I'm her number one.
Bringing over boxes of donuts.
I would imagine my sister Jenna talks to her more than I do.
Yep.
Because my sister will just call her. Like, mom's phone will ring and it'll be my sister.
Ugh.
I'm never calling my mother. But I'll text her.
Bringing her calzones.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But I mean, obviously, I'm her baby boy. I'm her number one. No, firstborn.
Right here, yeah.
Firstborn. Never forget.
Number one, y'all.
Never forget.
Number one in the hood, G. Okay.
Why SUNY Oswego for your master's degree? Tuition plus national rankings make SUNY Oswego the smart choice. For more than 75 years, SUNY Oswego has been providing master's degrees. Choose from more than 40 graduate programs to improve your path. You don't have to spend $60,000. SUNY Oswego's strategic communication program is less than $16,000. This is the perfect degree program to position you in public relations, marketing, or human resources. Plus, each year, they award $500,000 to their graduate students. Visit oswego.edu/grad/studies.
Wildcat Sports Pub. Wow. CNY Brew Fest this Friday and Saturday. CNYBrewFest.com. VIP Friday night. Whole event Saturday night. CNYBrewFest.com. You think you're having a bad day at work? Well, no. I hope you don't have a bad day as bad as Isley.
Mm-hmm.
She's a real estate agent. Now, this happened a little while back, but the courts made a decision yesterday. She's a real estate agent.
Okay.
She's got this multi-million dollar house that she is showing off. Going to make a big chunk of money off this.
Big old hunk of cash.
A lot of commission if this house sells. She's going around the house.
Yep.
She's picking up, getting things ready for the big multi-million dollar house showing.
Nice.
Picks up some blankets, turns on some lights.
Perfect.
Problem was, that blanket was touching that light. And she burned the house down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What type of light was it?
She just kind of threw a blanket over it sounds like a couch or a chair or something.
Yeah.
And it was touching a bulb. 20 minutes later, a major fire broke out.
Oh, man.
It was determined that it was because the bedding and this basement light, the light ignited the bedding.
Yeah.
Went up. She calls the owners. Oh, my God, I think I have just burnt your house down. Not the call you want to get.
No, not so much. No.
So it's been in the courts for a little while, and this week the courts decided she was at fault, and they have to pay for the house. Real estate agency.
Wow, she's fired then.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That sucks. Could you imagine that, thinking that you're about to have this crazy payday?
Yeah.
Your life's about to turn around, maybe.
Yeah, or this is big money for you.
Yeah.
Just here we go. I'm going to sell this house. I'm going to make my car payments.
And then
up in smoke.
Poof. Your
Lisa
Dodge
Left
Journey
Eye Lopez
is stolen.
Style. Oh, and your Dodge Journey. Where you go through that
on
moment.
Fire.
Right before your car lit on fire, you're like, right? My life's going to turn around.
This is great.
Well, here we go.
Well, it was. I had that hand me down a Laro that I got screwed over making payments on where it didn't go towards my credit, went towards somebody else's credit.
Oh, all right.
That was a whole bunch of crap.
Yeah.
But then I got that and it was like my first real, this is mine, whatever. I picked it out, did all that research, and then
burned it down.
Yeah.
So stolen and burned up.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. A
little bit.
That explains more why it broke you the way it did.
Right? Yeah.
Eyeball says he loved his Alero.
It was a great little car. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything kept going wrong with it once it got older, but yeah.
Mostly cloudy today. Light flurries possible throughout the morning. Steady your snow showers arrive midday. And a cold front and some wind. Gusts up to 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, great.
High of around 40 today. And then tomorrow, gusts. It's windy all week, it looks like. Winds in the 35 to 40 mile an hour range. Tonight, turning colder. Snow this evening coming off the lake. Some little bands of lake effect snow. I don't know, 8-10 feet of snow, you guys?
Yeah, probably.
I'm not a meteorologist. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep.
Weather brought to you by Stewart Shops. All warm up today with some Stewart's coffee. Goes great with a splash of eggnog. They got it year round.
Oh,
get
like
yourself
that.
Spicy chicken waffle, witch maple flavored waffles with spicy chicken. Ooh, that's going to be good. Easy lunch when it's cold and windy, like today. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've never understood these, but I also don't party, and I don't understand, like, what people do for fun. But
this.
The big trend, oh, they do, they raise the roof?
Yep.
The big trend, I don't know if it's even a trend, but I just see the videos of it, is say I'm a bartender and you're just, like, a douchebag at a bar.
What up, douchebag at a bar?
Usually I gotta be a female because it's guys who like females doing this to them.
Okay.
Or I take the bottle, pour the shot in your mouth, and I slap your face. Have you seen those?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know, but it's because of spring break right now.
Yeah.
Bartenders are cleaning up.
Because they're getting to slap people in the face?
Bartenders in Florida are making good living slapping spring breakers in the face, doing what is known as a hurricane shot. You pay $30... for a shot, and then a pitcher of water is thrown in your face, and you get slapped.
Kids are stupid. Not, and that's saying all of them. I'm not just saying that now kids are stupid. When we were kids, we were stupid. Or
yeah,
that age.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
It's stupid.
That's some poor parent that can't afford their kid going to college and doing all that is footing the bill for that, mm-hmm. while their kid's getting a $30 shot and then ruining their favorite grandma's shirt.
These are generally like Long Island and city kids who like come from money already.
Yeah.
Well, Katie said she'll do it for $20. All right, Katie's going to undercut him a little bit.
Boom, do it, why not?
She has made $6,000 a night.
I mean, good
during
for,
spring break.
Good for them. Take the money.
Hell yeah.
We always preach take people's monies if they're going to, if people are willing to pay for it, do
take it.
Take
it, yeah, do it.
Why not?
Do it.
No shame.
I don't understand the fun in it, but hey.
I'm going to at least shame the person paying for that and ask you what is the...
What's the point? But remember... Well, go ahead.
Well, say there's usually somebody that can be like, well, here's the thing with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not going to get any of those in here.
We're going to say no.
No, the reason you get the shot and then the water and the slap...
No, it doesn't make you hit. It doesn't make the booze hit.
No.
It's not a sexual thing. It's just stupid.
And if it was a sexual thing, you know, that's... I don't know. No. Then I don't think bartenders would agree to do it.
No. Because there's definitely a random guy that just likes getting hit by chicks and he's going to do it.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure at the basic level, a dude just wants to be belittled by a chick.
Yeah.
But it's not countrywide phenomenon where they've decided this is the way that they're going to do it.
You've also got to, though, remember that there's always been idiots, and these are our idiots, and there's always been smart people.
Yep.
And those smart people aren't going to spring break. They're still on campus doing important smart people thing, and we need them.
Pretty much, yeah.
So let the idiots go do idiot stuff.
Is it, now they're talking, called the kids dumb, old guy. Is this a TikTok thing?
Oh, yeah. TikTok and Facebook Reels.
Oh.
Speaking of old guy things.
I don't
know
why it took me so long to say that. I didn't even think of that.
You know what threshold I realized I've breached yesterday? It used to be I'm in high school, and that teacher's only like 5 years older than me. How cool is that, right?
Oh, okay.
That was cool.
Okay.
And then I went to college, and I was in my 20s, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm the same age as all these teachers. How cool is that?
Okay.
Hold up to get my son yesterday from school.
Yeah.
And I looked at the people outside for the bus, and I realized I'm now older.
Oh,
than the teachers.
By a lot now.
By a lot.
Now you saw old man.
I realized it in that moment as I see these two obviously new teachers, newer teachers, probably in their 20s, early 30s. And I go, huh.
Yep.
You're like a lot older than the teachers now.
No, I see that driving by schools, all the time where you see them outside or going to their cars and you're like, what are you, 15?
Yep.
Yep.
We're just old. That's all.
Why are you so old? Why am I so nearly old?
You're nearly old.
Nearly old. Yeah.
Well, now.
I just gotta swear, bro.
My mother's dropping F-bombs in the chat.
Your mom's gonna swear, bro.
The mouths on our two mothers. It's just the two of
them. Yours has got a potty mouth. Mine has face tattoos.
They're just really, they're unemployable.
Yep.
They're not good role models for children.
And I had to get a GD tramp stamp because you can't have your tattoos visible. You'll never get a job.
See, and look who got face tattoos. Same with my mother. She has one, like, that pops out of her shirt. Yeah, she's got one on her wrist for her sister that passed. It's like...
They're all getting tats, man. They're all getting tats.
All these things they grew up telling us.
Yeah, now
yeah, what? You know, does that tattoo mean Satan?
That's yours, Mom? Yeah.
Is yours?
Yeah, what's that one on your bosom?
Yeah.
What's that one on your bosom?
What's your bosom rose tattoo, mother?
Yeah. No, the word for bosom is boob.
Wildcat Sports Pub! CNY Brewfest! Just a couple of days away now. Here we go!
Wow!
Saturday, March 23rd, New York State Fairgrounds in the Horticulture Building, often imitated, never duplicated. The Brewfest features over 150 beers. That's a lot of beers.
I'm going to try them all.
I know you are, bud. I know. And then we're going to pot to pump your stomach, I think.
Yeah.
Although they're just little sips, so I bet you could try them.
Yeah, no, you'd be hammered. No, I will. There's a couple that every year at these things, and when we do these, that I end up being like, I got to try that one.
Yes, you do. Plus that VIP party Friday nights. I'm not trying to speak out of school, but I did see a local beer company setting up their cooler trucks over at the fairgrounds this morning.
No sun up till Friday night.
No. Yep. While you're at Brewfest, check out Big Smoothie's Fat Boy merch and stop by the K-Rock booth to hoist a Steiner.
Either Rick or Scott.
Rick or Scott Steiner. You hoist our Steiners. Longest Steiner hoist.
It's just the one, right? They don't hold them both.
No, they don't hold them both. Just the one. Yeah, yeah. You get to pick your Steiner brother, I guess.
Yeah.
You'll win a 6-pack of tickets to Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper at the Stamp. And, of course, music. Play cornhole. Delicious treats. Heirloom will be on site sponsoring the photo booth. And if you know what Heirloom is, make sure you try their products. We'll see you there. More info and ticket locations at cnybrewfest.com. Happy National Ravioli Day to those of you who celebrate.
Glad you said food.
I like my beer ravioli. Why?
I was going to ask you, did you get that thing you sent me a picture of? And did you eat it?
No. Huh? We went to Dollar General.
Yeah.
We just like listening to our To Kill a Mockingbird book driving around.
Yeah, more fun.
Went to Dollar General. Found a big Dollar General. We haven't been into the one on Route 48 heading into Oswego. Right in Minetto. You get past Minetto, then you go past the Stewart's, and there's a big Dollar General.
Oh.
It's kind of almost like an Ollie's.
Really? Interesting.
So we did a couple laps around there because we're excited by new stores.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
And I sent Cody the new Hot Pocket breakfast.
Yeah.
With hot honey sauce inside of it.
It's big and bold.
Mm-hmm.
I would eat that.
Big, bold, and beautiful, bud.
And later in the day, I would eat a ravioli because that's a very similar thing.
Yeah, big, bold, and beautiful.
I could always eat raviolis, though.
Meat or cheese?
Both.
Same.
Both. It doesn't matter, really. I mean,
spinach?
If I want the meat, I probably want meat.
Yeah.
I guess, but I'm not a huge cooked spinach fan, but when it's mixed in with like the cheese, then I don't mind it as much because what did we do? I think we did stuffed shells 1 year with some spinach.
I do like that.
And that wasn't bad, so I didn't care.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Is a pierogi a ravioli?
I guess Polish ravioli.
Polish ravioli?
Yeah.
Or maybe a ravioli is a Italian pierogi.
That's what I was going to say. It just depends on the nationality.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's see, what is it really? A pierogi is technically a... Or ravioli is a calzone.
Is a calzone just a big ravioli, man?
No, calzone is just a calzone. If you want to go on the food cube theory.
Stromboli is a stromboli, dude.
Stromboli has the open ends, so it's a sushi.
How does this fall? What was the cube food we discovered on?
The cube rule of food.
All right, so give it to me again.
It's this thing. They all fall into that.
Into the cube. Covered on one side, two sides, yes.
No matter what food, you name a food, and it falls into something.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's...
A dumpling is a calzone. Sorry, Twitch.
A dumpling is a calzone.
Yep.
Paul Logie, ravioli.
I like that you guys are combining all these words.
I'm a fan.
So celebrate with a little ravioli today. I would eat a straight up can of Chef Boyardee ravioli right now.
I was just going to say, I was literally about to say the same thing.
Room temp, man.
Yeah, I could eat a can of the Mankind overstuffed.
Yeah.
Chef Boyardee.
Hell I'd crap my pants during the promo meeting later, but yep. I would absolutely.
Can we take this picture? I got a poop. Why?
Excuse me. Can we hurry this photo along? I'm going to poop my cheeks.
Mm-hmm. We both had cans of 1998 Mankind overstuffed beef ravioli. So.
We both bought on eBay 30-year-old cans of Mankind ravioli, and then we ate them on the air, and we are going to poop our pants.
Right now. So let's just take. Can you Photoshop us in?
If we could just please turn this on. Let's go.
Photoshop me in.
Nirvana! Good morning, this is the show, and you can come as you are to the Wildcat Sports Pub and the NY Brewfest. Don't take your headphones off, he's leaving. I have to tie songs into the plugs so that everybody's happy with my professional radioism.
Nobody's happy.
Nobody is happy. CY Brewfest is happening this weekend. Friday night VIP party, Saturday night, two sessions. Both, you can come early, you can come less, later on in the afternoon. You'll see some combination of Coco and I hanging out, hoisting the Steiner brothers.
Yeah, you pick which Steiner brother you hold up.
Whoever can hold the Steiner brother up the longest will win 6-pack of tickets to Robert Zombert and Alice Cooper over at the amphitheater. Of course, you can win them all week long. We've got some. Smoothie's got some. Or you can just buy them and come drink with your boys up on Saturday. All right, cmybrewfest.com for tickets and information.
And I think Smoothie will have him today if he's back from having his princess party birthday.
I know. to Smoothie's credit, he is taking advantage of something we were offered that we've never taken advantage of.
That's why I poke fun, because I can't complain. I mean, we just haven't done it.
I just never know what rules we are allowed to do as opposed to the rest of Galaxy Media partners.
Yeah, I'd rather just not risk it and be here every day for everything.
Yeah, I just will come in every day so I'm not in trouble. And nope. You know, whatever. Yep.
Nope.
But one of the perks that I don't know if we receive is you get your birthday off.
Yes.
God bless Smoothie. He took it.
I mean, everyone else does.
Everyone else does.
Other than us. Well, he does later. And Gomez. I don't know. Gomez. Well,
Gomez might cash it in.
I was going to say Gomez sometimes, but no. Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Too afraid.
We were here on Christmas Day just to be safe.
Yeah, we were just hanging out.
We got up. I told my kids, I'm sorry. I don't know what days air staff are allowed to take off. I don't think we get any. I've got to go into work.
We're going
to
go do a morning show, come back, open presents.
People need to hear my wiener jokes.
Hello? Merry Christmas?
So good for him. But if he's back today, have his little princess party. I wonder if we got a bounce house.
Ooh.
You get a bounce house smoothie? What'd you get?
Tiara.
Birthday girl.
See, we're allowed to say that because he can't catch us.
No. We can outrun him. We can bob and weave.
Yeah. Unless he gets us with that finishing knuckle.
I don't... I could see myself doing this. Now, the good news is I don't know where any dead bodies are. I am not the kind of person who knows that kind of information. I mean, I could tell you where my grandparents are, but it's just in a cemetery. I mean, I could tell you.
I mean, if you want to go by that,
yeah.
Then I have a dead body in my apartment.
Yeah. Okay. So, come arrest him.
So, come and put your soft hands on my body.
I can tell you where Connie and Richard Grossman are right now.
Tell me.
And honestly,
tell me where they are.
Honestly, I don't think I could, because I haven't been since we buried them.
See, I know where...
I don't visit graves. I don't like it.
I know where the Leeses are.
Could you find them?
Yeah, it would take me a little bit, though, because they're just in Manoa.
Okay.
And I know the general area.
You just drive around till you find it?
No, you'd have to walk. You'd have to get out and walk it. But I think I could find it.
Technically, but. I have visited Mr. Rogers' gravesite more than my own grandparents' gravesite.
That's yeah.
I sought out Fred Rogers' burial
yep.
mausoleum.
And I think I know where... Oh, damn it, Earl Hinman.
I'm taking him off the window. It was a funny joke, but it's really screwing
it's
us
too
up
much.
In here, guys.
I keep thinking there's someone. I know where I think Paulie's mom is.
Oh my God!
Just because I think it's in the same as my, call her grandma MJ. I think it's in the same cemetery.
Okay.
So I think weirdly I know that.
I don't know where my other grandfather's buried, my mother's father. I don't know where they buried him.
I know where my aunt is. It'd be hard to, I don't know if I could find her. It would take me a long time because, again, I know the area, but I know the area and the size of, like, a parking lot.
Yeah.
So that would take me a while, but I know where. So we know where dead bodies are.
All right. My Aunt Donna was cremated, so Cousin Jay has been given the task of scattering her in various places.
So there's a dead body at Disney?
I think that's the goal at some point, but I think you got to pay a lot of money.
He did it.
No, he did. You're right. And he had paid all that money to do something.
I was
going to
say, I would just do it and they wouldn't
know. I would
too,
but he's a rule follower.
Because I would just be on a ride.
Mom, who's buried in Fabius? Who's, oh, my grand, oh.
You are no. Ebenezer Grossvent.
No, oh, he chucked her in the ocean. Okay. Oh, yeah. Because he made a joke that he gave him one last chore. My Aunt Donna was big on giving Cousin Jay chores.
Yep.
He had a lot of chores.
Yeah.
So my Aunt Donna gave Cousin Jay one final chore. We had to seek out the ocean. Didn't you have to rent a boat, Jay, or something? Like, you had to pay to get a boat or something?
I would have a little baggie and just sneak it because, you can't just do that. But
yeah, my Uncle Dale's on the golf course.
Yep.
My Uncle Dale's at, listen, can I say what golf course,
he's on
Jay? 18,
he's on the 18th green somewhere?
Hey, listen, you can celebrate my Uncle Dale over at the, I won't say it.
Just over at the old,
You know what I would do at Disney? I'm not saying to do this because I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Yeah.
I would just Andy Dufresne him and put him in my pocket and then walk around Disney. No,
that's what I'm saying.
Come out of my pocket.
Yeah, just kind of every once in a while, just blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you, I get that it's illegal to dispose of, Uncle Dale got a tree, that's right, at the golf course.
Nice, yeah.
I would just put my deceased relative in my pocket and just kind of walk around. Nothing. I'm not doing nothing.
Oh, this is my Parmesan shaker?
Oh, no. I love that would be your trick. You'd put Frank in a Parmesan shaker. I'm just going to have some pasta.
What?
Oh, I'm missing my plate. Whoops.
You would say when.
Say when. So, all right, back to this story. So, guy gets pulled over.
So you're in a lake.
In Mississippi. are you cheesing a lake? Yeah, just cheesing it.
Say when,
lake. This is where he wanted it. I mean, this is where the cheese needs to go.
It is. Bed cheese.
Oh, Frankie Parm.
Fishing technique.
Frankie Parm in the water.
Oh, Frankie Parm in the water.
It's a guy in Mississippi. He gets pulled over. I don't know why he was pulled over.
Okay.
They notice some drug paraphernalia in the car. It's Mississippi. They're a little behind the times. They can't celebrate weed, I guess, down there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he panicked. I don't know if he'd been hiding this, like, guilt in him.
He just was like,
he just blurted out where to find a corpse. He just knew where to find a corpse.
It's like, hey, see this? See my weed pen?
Yeah.
Want to know where a dead body is?
Yeah. No, what? No.
No, I don't.
Because honestly, if I could just feel bad for that cop for 1 second, that cop was like just pulling a guy over for like a tail light or something. Notices a bong. He's like, hey, man, I got to write you up for this. It's illegal here.
Can't have a bong here. Sorry.
I know where a dead body is. Dude, I'm off in 45 minutes.
This
would have
been my last thing of the day. I was going to go sit in a parking lot.
Bro. I didn't hear you. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You can turn the radio off. You're clearly singing along to the radio. Turn the radio off.
Oh, you're singing lyrics. Okay.
Hey. Officer who was backing up went up to the driver door, made contact with the driver, and noticed paraphernalia inside his vehicle. The suspect at that time stated to him that he had information about a corpse in the nearby area.
Come on, man.
That sucks.
Bro, you couldn't just take your...
Where was it? What was it? Did they say that?
What the paraphernalia was?
No. Like, what was the dead body? Was that... That can't be the end of the story, right?
Let me go down here.
There's gotta be more. They can't leave us hanging.
Ford says the body had been there for quite some time, and all that was left was the victim's skeleton, but the head was missing.
Oh.
Quote, we don't want to speculate what his role is or what he knows or doesn't know. We're just basically sticking to the facts at this particular time. My theory is this guy is like me. He's watched a lot of these detective shows where you kind of use that as a bargaining card.
Okay.
Where you're like, all right, you help us find this body.
Yep. Yeah.
And we'll lessen your sentence. The problem is he blew his load on a traffic stop, dude.
Yeah. That was it. He immediately was like,
he blew his load on a traffic stop. Like, that's the kind of info you say for a bigger crime.
Oh, no, I have a bong. Want to know where the dead body is?
Because now you don't got that anymore. That was your ace in the hole.
That was your get out of jail free card.
That was your ace in the hole. Your get out of jail free card, man.
Not anymore.
You burned. You burned it up, man.
That you blew it.
CNY Brewfest happening this Friday and Saturday. CNYBrewFest.com.
You can brew it.
You can brew it. Wildcat Sports Pub, CNY Brewfest, Friday and Saturday. Friday night's the VIP party. Saturday, two sessions, Coco and I hanging around, kind of splitting the difference there. You'll see a combo of both of us, one of us, whatever you step on to see your boys.
We'll be running around doing all sorts of whatnot.
Tell you who will be there, the Steiner Brothers. And if you can hoist the Steiner Brother for the longest amount of time, you will win a six-pack of tickets to Alice Cooper.
Yes.
And Robert Zombert over at the amphitheater in September. Now, I know the big story out of the UK is Kate Middleton. Is she missing? Whatever. I've been sucked into it. Because I like a good conspiracy.
Yeah, where is she?
And they're a weird-ass royal family. Anyways, everything they do over there is weird and royal.
Yeah.
But what they're not talking about is the other big story out of the UK, Cody.
What?
UK residents are on the lookout for a mysterious cat shaver. And I know it's going to be hard to not make the jokes that we both want to make so bad. And the more I say this story, the more jokes are going to want to be said.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Okay.
I don't really find anything about anything funny about somebody's pussy being shaved unwantingly.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you. No, he's right. He's right.
I mean,
these poor cats.
Trust me, if it's free and you can find somebody that wants you to shave their pussy.
Yeah.
That's a really fun
usually
time.
Usually you got to go to the vet for that, but not in this situation.
No, not here.
People are strange, and I can't imagine you let your cat out for the day.
Nope.
And then the cat comes home and it's been shaved.
Yeah.
And it's really happening.
And you're like, who was here that would shave that?
Nobody.
And they're like, what mean? You're like, yeah, that makes sense.
Some cat owners have taken to social media to report that their pets have come home with fur shaved off.
Yep.
Quote, keep your cats inside. The phantom shaver is about again, which is the most UK thing. The phantom cat shaver is about. It's about again.
He's out there having him a shaving. Doing a right bit of shaving.
Don't shave that cat clean off, isn't it?
Yeah, look at that. Didn't it's it? A more clean-up kitty, isn't it?
I can't show you the photos, but it's not the whole cat. No, I really can't show you.
They left a little landing strip
on
it.
A little bit. They did.
Little landing strip on it.
They really, really did.
Or just, they didn't have enough time to finish.
It's been suspected that the cat shaver is luring animals with treats.
Well, that's
before grabbing them.
Yep. That's how you get them.
That's how you get them.
And Mel, that's how they would get you.
I know.
If you had a cat.
Listen, we're all filthy. What are you going to do? And I agree, Floatin. What's next? You going to shave in beavers? What's next? Where does it stop?
Well, I think depending on the beaver, the beaver has a more coarse.
Oh, it does.
Depending on the beaver.
It does.
They're all different. Every beaver is different, so you got to watch out.
The beaver bites back, too. That's the thing.
Well, you get bit by one, then there's something going on. You got to be watching out.
I think we've done enough here. Everyone needs to call their...
That's what she said.
Everyone needs to call their family. Go to church. Clean up your brains a little bit, all right?
And once you're done, that's the problem with this. You don't have time to clean up your beaver or
no, you don't.
Or your kitty after.
Mm-mm. All right, clean up your ex. All y'all need Jesus. Come on now.
Clean it up.
A Wildcat Sports Pub, CNY Brewfest happening Friday and Saturday. VIP party is on Friday. Saturday is the all-day event. Great New York State Fairgrounds. CNYBrewFest.com for tickets and information. If you love beers, you're going to love CNY Brewfest, baby. You're going to love this big, beautiful Brewfest.
Big, beautiful beers.
Happening at the Great New York State Fairgrounds.
I said have as many brews as possible.
Yeah.
So we did.
So I'm a big,
I said have over 150.
I drank 200 beers.
I can have 150 beers in one sitting.
I'm a big nerd when it comes to, like, artificial intelligence and stuff. And I'm nerdier more and more as it progresses. And I have a very close friend who's a very important artificial intelligence person. So I ask him, hey, what's coming up with AI? And he works for a very major media company that talks about AI. So I'm interested in that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I also love when AI is stupid because it's not there yet. And I don't think it'll ever be there.
Like the can't get fingers down in some of them. And
yeah.
It's like you're eating a plate 1 second and then spaghetti the next.
And what's interesting about artificial intelligence right now is that greedy people are trying to use it to get rich. And it's not ready yet.
Yeah, and they're like, we don't know how, but do it.
Do yes. We don't know how to use it, but I want to get rich off this somehow.
But I need to be rich now from it. Even richer. So.
And the thing is this about artificial intelligence, AI, whatever you want to call it. There are circumstances that it will help a lot of people. I use it to generate images in Midjourney. I love that.
Well, I'd like you to pay me for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But there's also things that AI is going to kind of plateau at that. And by that, I mean AI is learning language models from us.
Yeah.
And we're idiots. Like, humans are generally stupid. And we're the information that AI is pulling from. So why do I say all this? Because there is a trend now on Amazon.
Oh, boy.
Where someone, or not even someone, like companies are doing this. They're using artificial intelligence to write cookbooks because they think, well, it's only recipes. Put out a cookbook of this and we'll sell it on Amazon. And there's so many examples of terrible cookbooks that are clearly written by AI.
Oh, that's great. Or it's like, use 6 pounds of flour.
Dude, it's not even that obvious. Like, it's the sentences don't make sense. You want me to give you some examples?
Yes.
So, this is Matthew Kupfer, who received a book from, I believe, his in-laws, his parents.
Okay.
The Complete Crockpot Cookbook for Beginners. All right. We love crockpots. Yeah. I love crockpot and stuff.
All the time.
Clearly a company is like, have AI write a crockpot book and somebody will buy it.
Yeah, did you see when I crockpotted D's?
Mm-hmm. Well, on the cover, it says, wow, cooking, the complete crockpot cookbook for beginners. 2,000 days, easy and delicious recipes.
All right. Now, all right. That's a lot of recipes in there, over 2,000 days
2,000
worth.
It doesn't say 2,000 days worth.
Oh, just.
It just says 2,000 days, easy and delicious recipes.
Oh, you can fit 2,000 days in a 2,000 day.
2,000 days of what, crockpot book?
Easy recipes.
So you open your crockpot book.
Yep. I can't wait. I'm excited.
First paragraph, what is crockpot?
Yeah, what is crockpot?
This electrical cooking equipment is used to make meals, particularly when you need to leave cooking uncontrolled for hours.
Oh.
Okay.
Particularly when I need to leave cooking uncontrolled for hours.
Well, it's not written by a human by any circumstances, all right?
Oh, so well, I disagree. So far, so good. You go ahead. I don't see what's wrong here.
The history of the crockpot.
Oh, yeah. History of crockpot.
In the 1940s, when women were required to work in locations that were further away from their homes, it was the first time crockpot used in the United States.
Oh.
You mean World War II, AI?
Magic.
When all the men had to go off and fight and the women were here.
Like, required to.
Required.
Required the women to be were out of kitchen.
To work out of kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? That is the only time you're required to. Other than that, why don't we knock off all this career stuff?
Yes.
Good God.
Except for my wife, who makes much more money than me and is the main breadwinner in our home. If she could keep doing that. It goes on. This is a crockpot book written by AI.
Well, I like it. I need to hear more.
At that time, so I'm telling you about the women who had to work distance from home.
Okay.
At that time, women were required to prepare dinner in the morning before they left for work so that when return in evening...
Yep.
They can successfully complete the food preparation.
I like how all this is required.
Yes.
Or else they'll probably get hit.
Yes.
They'll probably get hit.
They go on to the author. I guess there is an author, quote unquote, but they just used an AI-generated image of an old lady.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. It's this. The problem is it looks real because AI's gotten really good with images. That's the author of the crockpot book.
So that's the lady... That says, what is crockpot?
Yeah.
Crockpot time for required to use when cooking is standard and woman are out of kitchen.
Her bio says.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Oh, what is her name? Hold on. Louisa Florence, age 60.
Yeah, she is.
Her origins are Italian. She left Tuscany when only 12 because of parents' job. Why use more words when less words do same?
Are you saying... SeaWorld or SeaWorld?
SeaWorld. Yeah, it ain't a show. We don't work the office in somehow.
Nope.
Okay, so now it's one of many cookbooks. People are buying it, and it's getting terrible reviews because it was written by AI.
I want to know if they've messed up some of the recipes.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You use 6 lakes of ketchup.
So where's one? Somebody pointed out that there was a quinoa recipe. Okay, yes. There's a chickpea quinoa recipe in the Crock-Pot book.
All right.
That does not use chickpeas or quinoa at any point in the recipe.
It's supposed to taste like.
Oh, okay.
Chickpeas and quinoa.
Yeah.
In theory.
I'm saying be careful when you're buying your books off Amazon because now AI is being used for cash grabs.
Buy great book for Now Time Cook Crock-Pot.
Yeah.
Recipe right? 2000, cook delicious dinner after morning time preparation for work.
Mm-hmm. When you forced to go work because job far from home, chicken in pan, cook throughout duration of day, okay?
Lady time morning, no good in kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Work time building different from kitchen.
Yeah.
Crock pot.
Crock pot.
Hmm.
2000 days. Meal. Recipe enjoy.
Meal completion, dinner time, evening.
Number one surgeon, Steadyhand. See you at Brewfest, baby. Happening Friday and Saturday. Friday night's VIP party. That will sell out. So get your tickets now. CMYBrewFest.com. And, of course, Wildcat Sports Pub presenting the whole damn thing. Cody and I will be there Saturday. Come over and see us at either of the sessions, and we will let you hoist our Steiner brothers. Longest hoist. We'll win a six-pack, actually, of tickets.
That's to wild.
Alice Cooper and Robert Zombert over at the Amphitheater in September. Yeah, Boston, it was like a pair. All right, that's nothing. A 4-pack, that's nothing. But a 6-pack sounds fun at a beer fest. So.
I don't want to put anybody on the spot. Are they like seats?
I do not think so. Probably lawn.
Because I was going to say.
But if they are, that's even cooler.
Well, then I was going to say the move then is you either have a lot of room in between you and whoever you're bringing, just bring two and put like, you know,
Sorry, I only got a pair of tickets, guys.
Right here. Then you got a couple on the outside, a little on the inside, a little stretching room. Be like, they're coming. They said they were on their
way. Last time I was in a seat at the amphitheater was for Counting Crows, and I was next to Stupid Paulie, but he left early, so
I had
some space to spread out after he left.
I'm trying.
This isn't a good show.
Well, it wasn't.
It was a great show, and I like how he sings his songs.
Yeah,
what were you gonna say?
I'm trying to think of the last like seat I had.
I'm a seat
guy now.
There
was a couple,
now.
And I forget.
Can't do lawn unless it's the show they let you bring a chair in, and then I can do lawn. But I gotta sit down.
I don't mind the lawn because what I do is that move where I go all the way down, basically further than the seats, down to the right where you kind of go to the seats. You just walk down the lawn where like the hills
just
are.
Just kind of stand there,
and then you're fine to just stand. They don't say anything if you're just kind of stand there in the grass. So
yeah,
I like to do that.
I like to sit down and be comfortable,
but also that you know what I liked when it's nothing to do with the concert and we're in the backstage area in the air conditioning. And it's nice and chilly, and we can pee in a bathroom.
I do like. I do like when we are occasionally treated like VIPs at the amphitheater. That is very nice.
That's enjoyable.
So I don't know how some of you do this, and I see sometimes you guys will post screenshots of your home screen or your phone, and like the little icon next to your mailbox will be like 300 unread emails or like 25 unread text messages.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
I have it probably is a little bit of OCD or whatever. I cannot have a notification on anything.
Well, it depends on what it is, because then what if it's something important?
If I have a single unread email, I'm uncomfortable about it. If I have a single unread text, I'm uncomfortable about it. I hate social media because so many people send me DMs all of the time, I have to open them because I cannot have unread DMs.
Well, that's the problem is that you just in DMs all day that you forget or then like you turn off notifications because you can't get, you know what I mean? By the time, if I had all of them on, by the end of the day, I would have 90 notifications on Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook, you know what I mean? Between all that, I would have 90.
Look at Mel Fire's home screen right there. On that text, I'm hyperventilating. Because not only, Malfire, do you have the... Wow. Not only do you have 89,691 unread emails.
Yeah.
You have 2 unread texts.
Yep.
You have a bunch of icons with little notification bubbles next to them. It drives me nuts. She's completely unbothered by it.
What's that folder marked nudes?
Ooh, nice. Forward that. Go ahead.
Let's get that real quick.
But wait a minute, Mel. If you're... For all of you psychopaths that do this...
Mm-hmm.
How do you know when you have a new email then?
That's what I...
How would you know that there's a new email waiting for you if you've currently got 89,691 unread?
You just have to check it every day and see what it's at the top and be like, well, that ain't it. No big deal.
Well, I bring this up because if your inbox is constantly full of unread emails, a study has found that it can leave you feeling flustered and disorganized throughout the remainder of the day.
Okay.
That's me. If I know, because I know right now, if I were to open my Instagram app, there'd be probably 10 DMs I got to open. And it's just reels that you guys want me to see.
Again, I feel bad because, you forget when you're doing stuff or you're driving around.
Yeah.
And I can't even walk and text at the same time. So, driving around a bunch of day and then you forget and you go, oh, yep, get back to that later. And then it's a couple hours and you don't.
I should probably dive into this more in therapy, but I haven't. I envision my day as a list. And I can't relax until my list is empty.
Okay.
So I know starting my day, the things that I have to accomplish today on my list. And there'll be things thrown at you from time to time that you got to adjust for.
Yeah.
But if I have unread emails, texts, and DMs on that list, I'm not relaxed yet. I can't move on.
No, see, luckily, for the most part, that's why I try to linger around here. That way if something pops up.
You're ready.
I can do it. Yeah. Yesterday I had to voice something real quick because I was here a little bit longer and yes, I can. Because
I can
that
do
was
that.
If you text me that, I would have been gone.
Yeah. So they say a study found that letting it stay cluttered might be affecting your mental health more than you realize. It found people who let emails build up or use their inbox like a to-do list are more likely to forget about stuff and let it fall to the wayside. To-do list. If I have important emails, I will flag them so that then that alert is there reminding me. Like I had to file my New York State sales tax by today. And I flagged that email and it was there for like a week and I knew it was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday I was like, just go in and do it. And I just did it and I'm done.
Boom.
Right?
Boom.
That's when I'll let it sit there. But otherwise, I don't want things hovering over me. They found the cluttered inbox can leave you feeling flustered and disorganized at times. It could also be costing you hundreds of dollars in fees that you may not even know exist.
I always want to do that.
What? The rocket
thing.
Money thing?
Yeah, just to see everything that maybe if there is something I don't know about. I don't think there is because, you can just do the other thing that Rocket Money doesn't know about. And that's check your... your bank account.
Yeah.
Check your checking.
That's the hack, is just look at your bank account.
See what comes out. But I would still like to see who knows?
Well, I told you, I don't know if I told you this on the air, but I've been just dabbling with different strains of you know what. And I got one strain that I can't talk about on the radio, but it helps you focus, is what I'll say. And I was focused for a little bit. And I'm like, because I'm already OCD about our bank account because our number was stolen.
Yep.
So, I'm tracking it every day anyways.
Yeah.
But after being a little more focused, I started going through and looking at subscriptions that I have that I don't use. And I just started canceling subscriptions that I don't use. Like, I don't listen to that. I don't do that. I don't need that. So, I did the backward style of Rocket Money.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Listen, if you're the kind of people that can sit there with hundreds of thousands of unread messages and emails, God love you.
Right, good for
you. I can't.
No.
Forchalo has 12,000 emails in their inbox. Can anybody beat Melfire right now? Melfire has 89,691.
Yeah, what do you got?
The close second is 89,632.
There's going to be people with...
Who can beat 89,691 unread emails right now on their home screen? I want to see it. You're talking about athletic beer? Good morning, it's K-Rock. Lee Baldwin is here.
Oh, you wouldn't know, nerd.
What is it? I'm an athlete.
No, athletic. It's like the hottest space in beer right now is the non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
And this athletic, these guys started it and kind of on a shoestring and it's like exploded. So
mm-hmm.
Give it a try.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Well, I'd never seen that before.
The NA beers are real popular right now. Hey, well, thank you for giving me an opportunity to once again tell people about the CNY Brewfest Wildcat Sports Pub. CNY Brewfest happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, CNYBrewFest.com. Lee Baldwin is here on behalf of Dollar Investment Club, though. Guys, you sign
up? Good morning.
Can I ask you a question before we get into the bit?
Sure.
Driving home my son yesterday, and he's a big saver. He just turned 13. And we have a green light card that they get their allowance on.
Right.
And he takes all of his birthday money and he takes all of his Christmas money. Anything he ever gets goes in this account.
Yeah.
He likes to save, likes to see that money grow.
Yeah.
And he asked me yesterday in the car, Dad, how do I do the stock market? And I say, I don't know, but I got a guy tomorrow that can help me answer that.
I love him.
Is he too young to like sign up for a dollar investment club?
I wish I'd started when I was 13.
That's what I said, because Lee Baldwin, between you and me, I was really hoping on becoming rich and famous. That ain't going to happen. I'm kind of hoping on him becoming rich and famous and taking care of me in my golden years now.
Yeah, bank on that.
I know.
Why not?
So he's not too young.
You've met Alan, right? I'm trying to. Yeah.
Bingo! Yeah, so he's not too young, and he'd be able to like look at his account and stuff?
So yeah, you need to be like to invest in stocks. Mm-hmm. You need to be at least 18 years old.
Okay.
But you can have someone be the custodian.
Like through me, and you can see.
And that's something
that's cool.
Like, I mean, it's funny you mentioned that, but my son Al he's having a baby in May, I think. So his first one.
Congratulations.
He's already started an account for the baby.
Yeah.
Like he's a saver. So, so it's a great way for them first to be introduced to Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
To invest in things. And
well,
and
both of the kids have what we're calling college accounts. They're definitely not going to cover college anymore, but they used to be money. We just put like money from a paycheck into their account since they were born. But he really is interested. He's very competitive and he likes to learn how to take challenges and stuff. So are there like apps where he can practice the stock market without like losing real money?
Yeah, which we call paper trading, where you're doing it actually without real money.
Okay.
But it's different when you have real money. So it's and I think that, you know, if he's 13, he's interested. I love talking to people about that.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. I'm counting on him figuring all this out.
And so I would love. Good. Yeah, he's in the right place. So
good, because I need him to take care of me here in my later years.
Either one of your sons can take care of me. I don't care.
Whatever. But you wanted to talk Chipotle today,
burritos.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, they announced last night that they are going to split their stock. So I thought we'd talk about
that.
What
does that mean?
So the stock right now, Chipotle, is about $3,000 per share.
Okay.
Wow. So if you have 10 shares. That's $30,000 in Chipotle. So they're going to do a split in their first time ever, 50-for-1. So for every 10 shares, you'll have 50. So after the split takes place, you'll have 500 shares, but it'll be priced at $60.
So why do they do this?
So I think as stocks get higher, it makes it, Wall Street or investors seem to like it. So you get a little pop when you announce it. Some companies have never split when you look at like Berkshire Hathaway.
And they do it because you said $3,000 a share is a lot. So they want to bring that down.
Right, and maybe make it more affordable for someone to buy shares.
Yeah.
I don't think it really, in the past, like 5 years, stocks weren't splitting and we saw them get way up in value, the Teslas and the Googles. But so it's just interesting that it split and it got the stock going to an all time high. But
I think $3,000 at Chipotle gets you, I think, two rice bowls and a soda.
Nice.
I think you can get two rice bowls and a soda. You can't get guac. That's going to go over the $3,000.
Nachos?
No, God, no.
Oh, geez.
We were joking though, because the only time he's ever at Chipotle is with you, Lee Baldwin.
We got to do that again.
Is that your spot? You like the Chipotle?
I love that. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can't go wrong.
That was the best queso I've ever had so far.
Get over there, bud.
Yes. So, but I was going to mention too, reverse splits, those no good.
How is that legal? What is it like? You double the price of your stock?
So that's like if a stock is struggling and it gets down and it's worth like $1 a share and you have 1,000 shares, they might do a reverse split so that you end up with 10 shares at 100. It's the same dollar amount, but companies that are growing and doing well typically do not. It's like a desperation where they need to get their price up where people can actually own it and show that they own it.
And so, I always like to ask you about the interest rate because I know that we're waiting on an interest rate announcement.
Chairman Powell today at 2:15.
So what do we expect today? Nothing?
99.9%. In fact, if they dropped rates today, might freak out people. Like,
really?
What do they know that we don't know? Because the economy's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation seems to be kind of sticky here.
Yeah.
Wages have gone up and employment's full, like, and the market's at all-time high. Like, if they were to drop rates now, that would be like, whoa, what do they know that
do
we
you
don't?
All hear what Lee Baldwin just said? Things are good in our economy. Don't listen to people who tell you otherwise. Right. Things are going very well.
So just hang in there and, so.
All right, Lee Baldwin, Dollar Investment Club, we love it. See you at Brew Fest Friday and Saturday. VIP party Friday night, event Saturday, over 150 beers, often imitated, never duplicated. That's a spry cat over there.
That's the one where I'm following you up the hill.
Oh, you're
and then I'm mad.
You're backing me down.
You came over near my youngins, but you know you can do because you got two steins in your hand.
Damn right. We will see you at the K-Rock booth Saturday. Can you hold up our Steiner brother the longest? You're going to win a six-pack of tickets to the amphitheater to see Robert Zombert and Alice Cooper coming up in September. All right. All the information, breweries, snacks, ticket locations, CNYBrewFest.com. Radio World.
Yes.
We hand you off to the 90s at 9 with Gravity Kills. Twitch, we're playing hockey. Wild at Kings.
That's wild.
Get in there for the game right now. It's K-Rock.
Get in there.